This episode is brought to you by Harry's. Go to harrys.com/cag to claim your shave set trial offer. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CAGcast episode number 566. I'm your host, GPD, here in Long Island, New York. And as always, we're joined by the man who pioneered the 100-hour wank week, Wombat.
Really? That was it?
Well, what do you expect?
I guess. Sure, why not?
I get it.
No, I get it.
100 hours?
100 hours is a lot.
He's a little chafed, but, you know, it's an obsession.
Is it? Is that what it is?
Yeah. All that time spent not crying at movies and not being surprised is spent chafing your penis.
Is spent whacking my wanker?
Correct.
Wanking your whacker?
Whacking the waiting the weasel? Speaking of wanks and wankers, Shipwreck's here too.
Hello.
Hello. How you doing, Chip?
I'm doing well. I'm exceeding expectations, I guess. it's on the outline.
I wanted to give a shout out to my son, who will never hear this, but he just had his 11th birthday. And even more impressively, he passed the mile test in gym class on the first try, something that I was never able to do throughout my junior high and high school career. So I felt, I wondered.
That's amazing to me that you were not able to do that.
Not your son's achievement, the fact that you weren't able to achieve it.
Right. No, I'm very happy for Ty. Don't get me wrong on that.
I'm not.
I could not. You had to run it in less than 10 minutes.
Oh, I don't think I've ever run a mile in my life. So,
you know. Well, no, I understand that for Wombat.
Yeah. No, but Wombat, you had to do it in gym class. So you ran it, right? But not in time.
I couldn't tell you.
You don't remember?
I remember walking around the track.
You remember walking, so you just like, fuck it. You didn't even bother. Because
yeah,
I remember there was a group of fuck it, we're not even going to bother. And then those people had to, I believe, walk it in, I want to say 15 minutes, but it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
That's a pretty fast walking pace, though.
Yeah.
So you were just like, fuck it.
I feel like you could beat 10 minutes in a mile right now, Cheapy.
Well, I've been going to the gym now twice a week. I'm working hard. So, I mean, it's possible now I could do it.
So you were tall back then.
Yes. Tall and awkward back then, too.
Right. You had everything going for you, like limb-wise.
That's not good, though.
You were like built for track.
No, I don't think so, though. Well, actually,
you have no hair.
Well, no, I had hair.
And you have long legs.
I had hair.
Those are like the two things for track.
I remember the junior high school track coach, who's also my math teacher. I remember him specifically coming up to me and saying, hey, are those long legs good for running? And I was like, what? He's like, you know, track and field, you know, I'm the track coach. I'm like, I don't know. He's like, all right. And then I also remember the same guy throwing chalk at me when I fell asleep in his class.
When I was 10 and at camp, I went to go try out for intramural softball, intercamp softball, and I went down to the field, and the guy who ran all the athletics at the camp was there for the tryouts, and he looked at me and he goes, you don't belong here. Go back to your bunk. And I never played sports again.
Oh, man. That's fucked up.
I was like all excited. I said, I'm going to try out for sports because why not? And I got my glove. And I went down there with all the other kids.
It was sleepaway camp, right?
It was sleepaway camp, and all the other kids were getting ready to go and you know, and get ready to practice. And he looked at me, and he goes, "You don't belong here. Go back to your bunk."
Oh, man. That's even worse than I got the last one, sucker.
Yeah, it was pretty awful.
Shit, dude.
Because obviously I still remember it.
Yeah.
Well, he's dead now, so you know. I got that going for me.
There's the uplifting part of this.
Oh, yeah.
I was wondering how we were going to turn this one around.
He's dead now.
About to say, this is getting too dark, and then you literally said, oh, but he's dead now.
Right. Mm-hmm. I was just going to be upset because I wasn't going to be able to make fun of Wombat any this episode.
Nah, you can totally make fun of me this episode. It's fine.
Yeah. I'll just celebrate your death later. No biggie.
Oh, that's
sad. I don't like. Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, it was that was the 80s. That's what the 80s were like. No one got, you know, there was no let everyone try mentality.
It's true. It's like, so I heard now in today's junior high, if you fail the mile, they make you do it one more time to try to pass. And then if you don't, that's it. I remember
you're out of middle school.
No, they just
you're
like
out,
what,
you're
I don't
out.
Whatever. They move on to whatever the next fucking thing
you
is.
You get held back.
I remember when I was doing it.
There's like 35-year-old dudes just still trying to do that 10-minute mile.
But they held hold us back. The kids who couldn't run the mile had to keep fucking doing it every gym class while the rest of the class went and played.
No, that never happened at my school.
Oh,
you're totally making that up. They did it that one day. And
no,
you did it or you did
it.
It
was like,
and then
like
it was
the president's back to
dodgeball
physical fitness challenge or something.
Nope. We had to keep doing it, and then eventually they were like, "Fuck it," like you obviously can't do it. But I definitely remember, 100% positive, the kids who passed got to go do something else, and the group of, you know, gym losers had to keep fucking sweating it out on the track. And I remember, like, it caused me anxiety. Like, I remember I would not want to go to gym. That I would know it's coming the next day. And I'm like, fuck, I got to run the mile. It's just going to be I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm going to get all sweaty. And it's just going to be a fucking disaster. And so I'm so glad that Ty was able to nail it on his first try. And
we'll
he never
have
to
keep
to
an
it.
Eye on that. I guess Sabrina will have to do that next year. Yeah. And we'll see how she does. This week, though, last week, she wrote a song. Right? She wrote this song. And I didn't hear it, nor did my wife, but she decided that her chorus teacher needed to hear it.
Oh.
So she sang the song for her chorus teacher. And her chorus teacher said, did you write the lyrics down for this? And she said, sure. And she handed, because of course my daughter does that kind of thing. She has her songwriting notebook.
Sure.
Handed the lyrics to the chorus teacher, who then took it to her teacher. And her teacher's like, did you write this? And she's like, yes. And then she took it to the principal. Now, this is how I was told the story. And I'm like, what did she write about that she has to go to the principal's office?
My dad beats me with a wire hanger every day.
It was apparently some anti-bullying anthem that she's now performing for the entire school with the chorus backup in like 3 weeks.
Is this based upon your camp coach?
Seriously, it's like maybe she heard my story.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's
everyone,
based on
please stop bullying my dad.
Yeah. He doesn't deserve it. Just because he can't play sports, he could coach. So that's what I got going on. I'll brag about my kids,
that's
too.
That's nice. Good.
Yeah. So, and she also made the math Olympiad, whatever
nice.
That is. Yeah.
They have to run the mile in 3.14.
So now I got to get her to practice running.
Nice.
Yep.
I ran a lot.
Yeah, you were like.
I'm fine on the running stuff.
You'd passed on the first time.
Aren't
you in your high school's track hall of fame
sports
hall of fame for track?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that. You had a whole ceremony.
I did. They said you belong here.
Yeah. They didn't tell you to
go to the
back.
Right place.
Yeah. They didn't say turn around you. All right. Sorry.
That's the response I got when I walked into a sneaker store in Japan. They were like, you're not in the right place. There's no reason for you to be in this store. We're about four or five sizes.
I once walked into I once walked into a rib joint in Pittsburgh and had that reaction too. The you don't belong here. Someone actually said that to us.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Because you're too Jewy?
A little too white.
Oh, too white.
Oh. Yeah. That was okay.
Did the record skip off the jukebox?
It was like the bar in Animal House.
Got it.
It was pretty funny. It wasn't scary. It was more.
That was just
more,
letting you know.
Did you leave?
Yeah. It was just like, you should probably leave.
We actually came back because we had, I still
a death
do
wish.
Have no. I have black friends.
Oh,
and
sure.
I had black friends in college.
Is that what you said to them?
That.
You should say that when they said you don't belong here.
Oh, and we told them the story and they thought it was funny.
Uh-huh.
And I remember going back. I remember particularly going back with, I won't give her name because you never know. But I remember going back with her and then it was fine.
Wait, what? You went back there with your black friends? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yeah.
And then it was fine. Well, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. And then it was fine. It was right. Just, but yes, it was very funny at the time. So.
So what you're saying is bring a black friend if you're in doubt whether you're allowed to.
Well, you know.
Rib place. In where was this?
This was in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
In Pittsburgh, even?
Yeah.
Wow.
Authentic ribs.
Authentic ribs. You know what? It was the Pittsburgh only place, ribs. I think, in the city. Because, again, this is like the mid-90s. It was before barbecue was a thing. It wasn't particularly popular like it is now. Not in the north. So it was sort of an unusual thing to have. And I was like, yeah, let's go get those. And we walked in, and they were like, No.
We don't serve your kind here.
I didn't say that. It was just, but yeah, it droids. Was awkward.
Your kind is droids.
I'll tell you what, though. Really good ribs.
Good to know.
Mm-hmm.
All right, how about some show feedback from last week? Are we ready for that?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Let's do it.
Sure. Slim Fandango has to say, I get calling each other Cheapy a Wombat when you're just hanging out as the two of you, but it seems a little weird when you're all together with your families or people who don't know much about the show. Has Wombat ever called Shima Mrs. Cheapy to her face? Does Ty call Wombat Wombat or perhaps Uncle Wombat? Has there ever been a social situation where you refer to each other by your nicknames and a third person was totally confused? I don't think anyone's ever been confused when we refer to each other by our show names. Your wife definitely calls me Wombat, as does Ty. I do refer to your wife as Cheapy's wife. That's what I
not
call
to her face, though.
To her face, you do?
Yeah. I go, hey, Cheapy's wife. What's with the...
hey, lunch.
Hey, anything to eat in this place? That's what I say. No, of course not. I call her by her name.
Right. The rule is... What is the rule? We refer to our wives in the proper, normal way, but we refer to ourselves in the fake internet way, and our children refer to us in the fake internet way.
Yes.
Each other.
My kids refer to Cheapy as Cheapy.
Yes. Very easy to figure out.
Correct.
Not complicated at all.
Yeah.
And none of us call each other by the first name, because that's
weird. No, because it's weird. But no one calls you by your first name.
Who's you?
Me.
Shipwreck. What? No Me? One calls you by your first name.
Sure they do.
I thought everyone called you Raj.
No, that's only people who know me very well.
Oh, well. I mean, no. But in your house, that's what people call
In my house, yes. In my house, people call me that.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Like when you're surrounded by those people, the intimates.
Oh, I thought yes. You meant in my day-to-day life. Because
like my wife doesn't call me Wombat. She calls me by my name, but your wife doesn't call you by your name or by Shipwreck.
Correct.
Exactly. So don't act like I'm the crazy person here.
Yes, you are.
Okay, well, that's besides the point.
But actually, I would say that there have been social situations where we referred to each other by our nicknames and it was weird. Basically, every E3, when we're talking to each other and someone else is standing there, like somebody doing a demo or a waiter at a restaurant.
Right.
We don't really turn it off. So I could see like they think it's weird. But it's okay. And sometimes we explain it and sometimes not. Is that accurate, Shipwreck?
That's accurate. I mean, the more weirder thing at E3 is knowing what to introduce yourself as. Like,
oh,
just to, like at demos and stuff.
Right.
Because you feel like a real jerk if you introduce yourself as Cheapy or Shipwreck. And they're like, all right.
No. I use my real name.
All right, you nerd.
Nobody really cares, though. Nobody's looking for our names, really.
Who are you? Shipwreck, huh? Using screen names with AOL?
Basically. I mean, that's basically where we're at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we answered that question. Yes. Not a lot of feedback this week, fellas.
No, there was only three comments. Technically four, but one of them is you. So
and a lot of it was about, there was a lot of feedback on Twitter, but most of it, and even the feedback in the forum was about the Switch game or not that we played. Yeah. People seem to enjoy that.
We're not doing that this week.
We don't have a good list.
Don't tell them that. Let's turn it off.
Oh, sorry. I turned into my camp sports guy. Go home.
Oh man. Even but my camp, I remember. Oh, you were doing the intramurals. Yeah, you had
it
to
was
be really
it was intercamp tryouts. Like it was the real deal.
Yeah.
And I thought maybe I would try out. I'm like, it's softball. Maybe I'll be good at something.
No,
and
it's
I didn't
hard.
Even get
Softball's
to try
hard.
Out.
He's right.
I don't think I played a sport ever again. Yeah, like literally, I think I just said, you know what? I don't need to do this anymore.
Right.
So
I hear you.
Yeah. It was very
I think
sad.
I did go for like one of the intramural basketball teams in camp, but I was definitely like not playing. I was definitely riding.
Which
the bench.
Again, it's still fine. At least you got an opportunity.
I get. Yeah. Well, they saw like I was tall. They figured that there might be some talent there. What's you know something you can maybe block a shot once in a while.
Maybe block the ball. Yeah.
But no, nothing. Nothing. Like my dad put me in a basket. It's better, but you know what?
Maybe block the ball. It's you need some sports.
But it's not too late, Wombat. We can get you into ping pong.
I was good at European handball. I used to just tackle people. That was basically.
I don't think that's what you do in European handball.
I mean, the guy would you were allowed to take three steps and then throw the ball.
Right.
But if you just ran into the guy at full speed before he could throw the ball, he'd fall to the ground and so would the ball.
Yeah,
and then you pick up the ball and then you throw it at another player and then he would fall down and then you take the ball again and then you throw it in the goal.
I don't think that's how that game's played. Yeah.
Wombat's
that's how we used
rough.
To play it.
No wonder why you didn't want to play sports. Sounds painful.
Yeah. I used to get fouled out in soccer a lot too. Maybe I have a problem.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Fouled out in soccer. That's not a thing.
Yeah, it is. Red card.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got what
you got
were you
red
doing
carded?
Getting red cards?
I would trip people. But that's not important.
No, it is important.
No, it is. And like what level were you tripping people? Like how old
Camp?
Were you when you were getting red cards?
12.
That's old.
That's pretty old.
You're probably pissed off at the guy who told you that you shouldn't even be there. So you're just like,
probably.
Fuck it. I'm just going to trip everybody. That asshole.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Hmm.
I found a skill. It was, you know.
Tripping.
Tripping people.
Being an asshole.
Being the muscle.
Wow.
Did you ever try hockey? Like, it seems like.
I did play hockey. Yeah.
Okay.
That too.
Well, see, that seems like more your skill set, though, it sounds like.
Yes. Yeah, basically. I was like, yeah. I was the kid that didn't mind getting hit too hard, but it also meant that I would probably hit too hard back.
Right. I was good at hockey.
Yeah.
That I could do.
I couldn't shoot anything or kick a ball worth a damn, but.
You could trip like a motherfucker.
I could trip someone and make it look like I was going for the ball. I had that skill down real well.
Well, I guess not. You got a lot of red cards.
Well. You know, you're going to get caught eventually.
Wow.
But.
Damn, I feel like we've been learning a lot about Wombat over the last few episodes.
Violence. I don't cry. I could be a sociopath.
Interesting. It's all a rich tapestry.
And we'll all have it on tape. So.
Yep. But I am, you know, I'll be friends with anybody.
Hey, lunch.
Except for all the people you're tripping.
Yeah. They were friends.
God, I hated those guys who would just like, you know, they couldn't do anything but trip you.
Yeah.
That was one.
That was me.
Damn.
That was me. I wasn't allowed to play when I wanted to play, so that's the only skill I learned. I blame.
That's why they said you weren't there for softball. There's not a lot of opportunities to trip people there.
They wouldn't even let me try it. This was before that, though.
Wouldn't even let me try to trip anybody.
Yeah. They wouldn't let me learn how to play sports.
This is rough, man.
Because I was too little.
Did you leave a negative Yelp review at least?
I don't think they had Yelp reviews.
I don't think it's too
in...
late. It's not too late.
That was probably 1988.
That's fine. 87? Write it in there. Write it in there. This place fucked me up for life.
1987?
I think it's even more important to write it today than it would have been back then.
That, you could have been a professional athlete, maybe, and you just never were given the chance.
Exactly. I could have been, who knows? I could have been the next, who's short and a professional athlete? The next short professional athlete.
Can't think of any.
No, I mean,
Spud Webb.
Spud Webb. I could have been the next Spud Webb. Basketball was never really my thing, though. But sure.
Right. I don't know, like, short guys that are good at tripping people. I don't know any famous ones of them.
Yeah.
All right. Should we do some Watch This, Bitches?
Sure.
Let's give Wombat a breather.
I don't think I was as bad as I made myself sound to be, by the way.
Okay. That's okay. It was entertaining, at least.
It's mostly exaggeration for the show, but, you know, whatever. Sure. Well, I felt the need to clarify that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I never, like, okay.
It just makes it worse now that you're clarifying it. Now I feel even worse.
That means it's actually
I can't tell
worse.
Which one you're exaggerating, the clarifying or
the story when I was 10 is 100% true.
Oh, yeah. I believe it.
That story is 100% true. Was I as violent? And the European handball stuff, that's true too.
But you maybe only tripped a few people.
I don't think I tripped as many people as you think I did inside.
Maybe like two or three.
Yeah, 100.
It's still a lot. Two or three, I feel like, is a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember tripping anybody like intentionally.
We used to all get in trouble at the European handball for tackling. That was like a thing. I don't know. Boys are
stupid. Is that like they would tell you not to tackle, like when they tell you to go on go-karts, like no bumping?
And then yeah,
like
it was basically, for some reason, European handball was a thing that they used to make us play like every day. And I don't know why. And we didn't like it because it was boring. And we just started beating the crap out of each other. Because I think that's what 11-year-old boys do when you put them in a field. It's like, here, use this ball.
Right.
I'm like, oh, I guess we're just going to beat the crap out of each other. So... that was like a thing.
All right, let's move on to Watch This, Bitches.
Yes.
Before, it's too late, actually. Shadowfan writes in, do you guys watch any shows with your wives, especially to Wombat and Chip? Any This Is Us or The Bachelor? Unless otherwise mentioned, I watch every show with Mrs. Chibi.
Which is weird. It's totally weird.
It's not that weird. I just don't watch TV weird. Outside of when Mrs. Chibi is home.
Weird.
Why is that weird?
I don't know. Huh? Anyway, go about your business.
But so he Shanafan wants to know if you guys watch any like girly TV shows, I think is what he wants to know.
I don't think my wife watches mostly the Hallmark Channel. That's like her thing.
I don't even know what that is. Just like all those after school specials?
No, it's every Hallmark movie.
It's like Lifetime Light.
Yeah, it's Lifetime. Every single Hallmark movie is exactly the same. And it's
We've
always
talked about
a
this before.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember.
They're all a woman in her 40s playing a woman in her 20s that meets a man that's actually in his 20s and they fall in love and they don't kiss until the end.
Sounds fantastic.
And that's every single movie.
So you're not watching those?
I do not watch those. My wife will watch them. Sometimes my daughter will watch them with her.
So that's a big no on This Is Us
we
and
watch,
The Bachelor as well?
Yeah, we watch the Food Network and Cooking Channel together. We like those shows.
Okay. No, nope, we're all men here, Shanafan.
Well, there's nothing manly about watching those other things.
The Bachelor? I wouldn't know.
Like
I never watched it.
People like The Bachelor.
People yeah, do like
Howard
the Bachelor.
Stern loves The Bachelor.
Right.
See?
People,
and he's no
people
man.
Like this is Us.
He's not very manly, though. No. This Is Us, that sounds like it's too sad. I don't want
to. No, totally. That's like Cancer Central, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
My wife also watches a blonde doctor show with the guy from Gilmore Girls plays a blonde doctor.
I don't know that one.
Me neither, but I know she watches it.
Mm.
Well, we finished.
Shipwreck mainly watches like cop drama, like
crime
really,
scene.
Like Lethal Weapon. She watches that and... kind of those hokey cop shows she watches.
Like NCIS?
No, not that one.
Law and Order, Special Victims Unit?
No, not that type of stuff. It's very much like kind of comedy drip, like Bones.
Bones hasn't been on in like a decade.
Well, I know, but stuff like Bones.
Knight Rider.
She should watch The Good Cop on Netflix. She would like it. That's like Bones.
Okay.
Saying.
I don't know. I'm in the room while those are going on, but she liked that other one. What was it? Scorpion? That
yeah,
one.
Yeah, my wife loved that show. She was very upset when they canceled it.
Yeah. She likes stuff like that. Yeah. So I don't know. Because we've gotten, like, I made her stop watching some of the, like, hospital dramas, like Grey's Anatomy.
Because it would make you nauseous?
No, just because it was, like, so depressing that then I had to, like, deal with her being depressed about this TV show. And right. I was like, do we really need to be doing this? Like,
there's so many options now. Like, back in the day, like, there weren't that many shows. So, like, ER was on. Like, all right, I guess.
I just loved ER.
This came up on something I was just listening to. How back when we were watching TV in our early teens, like, you watch shows that now you wouldn't know existed. The fact that I watch Designing Women every week is crazy. But it was on.
It wasn't bad.
It's a great show. But there were no other options. Like, it was either that or I couldn't even tell you what it was on against. Probably like Knots Landing. But I wasn't watching that. I'm like, this is supposed to be funny. And now I know way too much about Designing Women.
That's probably comes in handy often.
It does. Well, now it does.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess Marvel or Netflix canceled a bunch of Marvel series since our last show.
Iron Fist and Luke Cage.
Why didn't they just make them have one show together? Like that, the comic intended.
I wouldn't be surprised if the Marvel streaming app does.
Right. I think that's a big part of it.
They're not allowed to do this anymore.
Yeah, I think Netflix is pulling the plug on some of these just because of the Disney streaming service that's coming.
Yeah. I think there's some contention there. The rumor is that Netflix wanted to do a 10-episode season of Luke Cage, and Marvel was like, no, it's full or nothing. So now it's nothing.
10 is pretty full.
10's enough, right?
I think 10 is more than enough.
Isn't that usually what it is, or it's 12? I mean, it's something like 10 or 12.
Yeah.
Weird. Well, I didn't finish watching this season of Iron Fist. But I probably will, maybe. Although we started watching Daredevil, so, and that seems really good so far. Have you watched that at all, Wombat?
What?
Daredevil? Season 3?
I watched the first episode, and they spent about 10 to 15 minutes on some character that I didn't care about, and then I was like, I'm Who? Good. Who? Some FBI agent with family problems, and then he had financial problems.
Yeah, well, he's going to... Yeah, but I think you can see where it's going, though. It's going to be good, I feel. I like that
I'm sure
guy.
He
you
has
like
a larger
guy?
Part, but you know what like the problem was? I didn't need that much of his backstory in that episode.
Well, I think he's going to... Yeah, I guess maybe you could move that into the second episode, but...
Not even move it into the second episode.
I think they're going to want you to be sympathetic to him. He's like,
but I'm already not. That's the problem. Like, but the amount of time they spent with him, that by the time I mean, I'm not stupid. I get it. Like, right. He's going to wind up doing something that's probably going to tie around back at the end. And I'll be like, oh, it's that guy. He did the thing. And I'm going to be all, you know, whatever about it. But you know what? I don't need to see him talk to his son 3 times in 15 minutes. I don't. You could get all of that across in about 30 seconds. Right. I don't need 10 minutes of something that takes 2. And that's the problem with that show. And if the whole
the
show
problem
is
with
just
all
gonna...
these Netflix shows.
Yeah,
so
I know.
Don't watch them.
And I don't want to deal with that. I don't have the time nor the patience for the I'm going to watch FBI agent walk around his kitchen 3 times. I don't
Wow, you're so angry. Was that I'm wait a so... minute. Is that the guy who told you to go home?
Yes.
Steve Samsky. A dead actor?
Yep.
Well, I liked
it. I just said his name for those who are listening.
Oh.
The sports guy.
I think it'll be all right.
I think so. I don't think it'll ever get back to him.
At Rob Catterall writes in and says, can Wombat do some Wilson Fisk this week? Maybe discussing breakfast options with Bane, please. Or maybe he should, Wilson Fisk should be complaining about how much screen time the FBI agent got.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Yeah. No, I heard it. Yeah. I'm supposed to do, my mind is elsewhere now. I'm all angry from the camp thing.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh. No, Wombat, let it go.
It's okay.
It's fine.
He's dead and you're not. That's the
important. I know. I don't think I can do right. Wilson Fisk, though. I was like, I know how to do it, but I'm like,
Vanessa.
Bring back my Vanessa.
I need eggs.
No, I like him. Come on, he's the best on the show.
He is. And that's the only reason why I actually downloaded episodes 2 and 3 again on my phone to watch on the train.
It's going to be good. It's going to be worth it just for him.
I want to see more of the Kingpin because he is so good.
Vanessa.
I heard,
You went after my mother. I just want an Edgar suit. I've got an Edgar suit.
Stop.
Edgar shoot.
What about Bullseye?
I'm a bug.
Really good,
huh?
Bullseye is supposed to be good.
Stepping on bugs. Who's stepping on bugs in here? stepping on the bugs.
Sugar? Does he need sugar? Does he need any sugar?
Sure.
More.
Oh, what's going on in here? Is someone looking for sugar?
More.
More sure.
More.
There you go. Is everyone happy now?
Yes.
Is that what you wanted?
God damn it.
Yeah.
You know what? If moving you away from sports and pushed you towards podcasting, I think everybody
and comic
is better
books.
Off.
Comic books.
Yes.
Definitely pushed me towards comic books and surprisingly music. Music and comic books. Mm-hmm.
I think it's a familiar story to a lot of people.
I think it is pretty much everyone's story that's listening to this, except for like two people, and those two people are my co-hosts. So
it's a very
hi, sports people.
Yeah, stupid sports people with your.
I'm not a sports. I wasn't a sports
with your
person.
Sports in high school.
I was talking to
jobs.
Our sports. I was talking to our sports listeners.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, sports kids with their sports and high school hand jobs.
Yeah, I didn't pass that in high school either.
Yeah, no, that's right. I had comic books and guitar lessons. Anyway.
Some shopping news. No, wait, are we done with Watch This Bitches? I think we are.
I'll tell you what, though, guitar lessons led to college hand jobs.
Hey,
oh, really? Hey, now. We're getting randy.
Shopping news. Big shopping news this weekend kicks off Target's buy two, get one free, and it's on video games and board games and movies and kids' books, and you can mix and match between them. It does exclude Red Dead Redemption 2, and I think it said select Nintendo games, if memory serves.
Yeah, I think so.
But that still seems pretty good, if you like
those things. I want the that Fallout board game that they sell at Target now.
And
still too expensive, even with the buy two, get one. Like three games for $100 is still too much.
Uh-huh.
Board games. No one's going to play them with me.
Right.
Yeah. That's my problem. Anyway, it's a good deal though, I guess. Mm-hmm.
That starts Sunday and goes through the week.
Does that include like Funko Pops?
It said no, because it's not toys.
Oh, it's not toys. It's just books.
Yeah, board games,
books.
And movies,
books
and books
and games. That's weird.
Yeah, so I don't. Have they done that before? It doesn't sound familiar.
I don't think so.
Ship would know.
I thought it was toys. Too.
Have their toy sales, but they're closer to the holidays.
Yeah, I got my toy book.
So this is getting all this stuff out of the way for the holiday stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But there's I got my toy book as well. And Best Buy had a toy book this year.
Yeah, which was weird.
It has like just like straight up toys in it. Like here's some Transformers and
really?
Here's some like My Little Ponies and yeah, just straight up toys.
But they don't sell that at least
not
in ours.
They definitely do it at my like enormous Best Buy that we have now. Oh, okay. They have like a whole toy section. But
shit. We have a little teeny weeny toy section with like, I don't know, like one remote control car and like a Thor hammer lamp. It's basically what we get.
Yeah. I mean, that's, I think that's what most Best Buys, it's like an aisle at most Best Buys now, but I'm sure they're going to devote more space to that for Christmas because they know that Toys R Us went out of business, I think.
Do they know? They did got someone the tell them? Did someone leak that to them?
Maybe. They got a heads up on it, and so they're going to try to get some in on some idea. Of that action, I think.
It's a good idea. Why not? Let's do the new releases. Well, Red Dead Redemption 2 is the big one, and obviously we haven't played it yet because we're recording on a Wednesday night.
I don't know anything
night.
About that game. Is that a game that, what's that about?
I don't know. It's made by elves, though, apparently. I did, Wombat, you did convince me to go digital, and I ordered it on Xbox because at Dan Hacker wants to know what we did, how we are acquiring it.
I, as you know, we discussed last week, I actually wound up using my Amazon credit and Xbox, you know, credits, Xbox Live credits, mm-hmm. which I then used to renew my Xbox Live Gold account because I had $40 on the Amazon and I was able to renew for $40. And my Gold account is up, I think was supposed to be up in about 3 days. So it just made sense.
Nice.
So I wound up actually renewing for a year technically for free. Which is good.
So Xbox and you went physical is what you're saying.
And then I went physical because at that point it just didn't make sense to spend $60 on the digital game when I can get the same exact thing for $47. So
bum, 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 bum.
$46 actually because I saved a dollar by choosing in-store pickup.
Damn, son. Yeah, I used my I bought like $100 worth of Microsoft monies for $85. So I used those monies to go digital. So.
That's not a bad idea either.
Yes. 15% off instead of 20.
Still.
Yeah, still. I went physical. I had a bunch of Best Buy
15% still pretty good. Yeah. And Shipwreck, what did you do?
I went with the give them an extra $20 version. I don't know what's in there, but
horse, I don't know why you did that, to be perfectly honest.
No, I don't either. I was like, this is going to cost me like $30 out of pocket. So I was like, sure. Give me the one that has,
I guess,
the other stuff with it. I don't know.
Can you buy that stuff separately if you change your mind, like digitally?
Sure, it'll be $80.
You can't just buy the horse for that extra $20.
You're not going to buy the horse.
No, I would never buy the horse. I'm just asking if it's available.
Do I have to keep track of this horse?
You buy a horse. I think that's really what you get. You get like a horse and a gun and an outfit for $20.
Well, some of that stuff is like the pre-order bonus, right?
There's that too, yeah. So you get the pre-order bonus plus another hat, horse, and gun.
Ship, did you get Xbox? I'm sorry.
I did. Yes. I went with Xbox.
We all went Xbox.
I don't even like this game.
What do you mean?
You're the one who spent $20 more than the rest of us on it.
Of course
clearly
I am.
Clearly you like it the most.
Yeah. No, I didn't like the last game particularly. So.
I know you didn't. Yeah, no, because the stories.
Oh right, I remember.
Sense. Yeah,
right,
we had this conversation.
You didn't like.
Yeah, it wasn't just that. It was just I find the Rockstar games to be very repetitive, and the gameplay doesn't hook me. Like I've just never enjoyed the shooting.
It didn't capture Rockstar your imagination.
Nah, I'm not a big Western guy either. Like throw some robots and some lasers in there or something.
See, I prefer the cowboy setting to robots. I hate killing robots
a good Western.
Shooting robots in games is one of my biggest pet peeves because I don't need to
shoot the robot. I could be the robot. That would be fine.
Oh, I see. You want to be a robot that kills humans.
Yeah, that sounds good.
That kills cowboys.
Right, kills like a robot killing cowboys.
Isn't that an HBO show?
So much better.
No, there was a movie. Wasn't it Cowboys versus Aliens?
Yeah,
they weren't robots, probably.
Bad.
See, that seems like that's the game movie I want to play.
Didn't they make one?
I'm sure I'll play some of this for a little while until I just get to the point where all the characters are miserable.
Well, not everything can be Spider-Man.
Exactly.
Which you finished the story on.
I did. I finally finished it the day before the DLC came out.
And you have the DLC, right?
And I played some of the DLC as well.
How is it?
It is, after you've played that game for whatever 40 hours or however long I played it for, it is more of that game.
All right.
So it's, of course, Black Cat is the storyline. And I've done like the first mission. There, it also throws new like side quest type stuff out on the map. So you got new like gang battles and new things to go track down. I think there's like three different activities. So there's more.
Do
of
you
that.
Get more tokens?
You let me think. I
sure.
Think
like is there more are there more, more
are there more ways to get challenge tokens?
Sure. I have not gotten any more challenge tokens, but I'm not
those
sure.
Those kind of suck.
The challenge tokens are the suckiest part of this game.
Yep. They really dropped the ball on that.
Because
like here, let's do everything else perfect except for this one thing.
Right. Cause they're just not. It doesn't give you a clear cut way to like improve your score either. So it's just like trial and error as you're going through.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just not like chasing the drones is not fun because nope. Like the whole rest of the game, you're like, I'm awesome. I am Spider-Man. I am going through and like moving through the city like it's nothing. And then as soon as they put like individual little orbs that you have to go collect very quickly and you like suddenly like stick to a wall or something. And it's just like, well, that one's, I'm not going to do this now.
Right. You feel like a scrub.
Yeah. You feel like an idiot that you can't do this. Or like you go and do one of the battles and you're like, man, I just kicked like 30 guys' asses. That was awesome. And you get like one star on it. You're like, oh, right.
Yeah,
great, thanks. Like,
should we do a spoiler talk after the show? A brief
sure,
one?
Sure.
All right.
But the DLC, it seems to be good. It seems to be similar to the other stuff.
Yep.
Cool. All right. Before we do the rest of the new releases, let's do a quick word from our friends at Harry's. Of course, you probably know by now, Harry's was founded by Jeff and Andy, two guys who were fed up with overpaying for expensive razors at their local drugstore. So they knew they had to make their own company and make their own great blades. And so what they did is they bought a German razor blade factory. And now they can sell you high quality blades direct to you for half the price. And if you don't love your shave, just let Harry's know within 30 days and they'll give you a full refund. I know that probably 17 people complimented Wombat this week on his shave. No fewer.
Everybody I saw complimented me on my shave.
The ghost of the Wombat's camp counselor came and said, Wombat.
Wow. You know, if you had a face that smooth when you were 10, I had a beard when I was 10, for those who don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe I would have let you play.
Right. Yes, that's
the Reds did used to have a rule where you couldn't be on the Reds if you had facial hair. So I understand that. It's very, very important.
Right. Wombat had a full beard at 11. If only Harry's existed then, Wombat, you could be a very different man today.
Yep.
But it doesn't matter because your skin is smooth today and everybody loves you. I love the new body wash that they have out. It's pretty fantastic. I like the Shiso one. I'm on my second container of that. I finally finished my first one. Of course you get a great shave with Harry's and you can get a $13 value trial set. It comes with everything you need for a close, comfortable shave, weighted ergonomic handle, 5-blade razor with lubricating strip and trimmer blade. I love that trimmer blade. I use that all the time. Rich lathering shave gel and a travel blade cover. Listeners of our show can redeem their trial set at harrys.com/cag. Make sure you go to harrys.com/cag to redeem your offer and let them know that we sent you to help support the show. Thanks, Harry's. All right, back to the new releases.
Mm-hmm.
Wombat, I know you've been waiting to hear all about My Hero One's Justice. From your favorite series, Wombat, My Hero Academia.
Oh, that's the one where the frog girl has sex with the other guy.
No, they're in high school, Wombat.
So you're telling me high schoolers don't have sex?
Not in Japan, they don't, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Not the superhero ones. So this is the a game that I asked for a review code, actually, like 2 months ago.
Nice.
Mostly impressed high. And he was impressed that I did get the game for free before it came out.
So it was fun at E3. I know that.
It was fun at E3. It's actually a lot more fun if you're familiar with the series, believe it or not.
I'm sure. No, most of these games are. I could say that about the Lego DC superheroes, supervillains, which I played a whole bunch of over the weekend.
Yeah. Ty really has played a lot more of it than I have. But he really is into it. In fact, he woke up extra early on Sunday so he could play. I think he said, yeah, he actually finished the story mode on the hero side, which he said, it was outstanding. I played a bunch of it. It's a 3D fighter, like in the truest sense, where you can run in all the dimensions and jump, and so it's not like a Mortal Kombat-esque type game. But, they did a good job of capturing the anime style, and the voices are all in Japanese. There's not even an English option if you want it. And the weird thing is they didn't put subtitles when like the banter before and after the match of any fighting game. There's no subtitles even. It's just straight up Japanese. I was worried that it was going to be in English.
Spare no expense.
Yeah, I was worried that it was just going to be in English and there was going to be no Japanese option, but it was actually the other way around. For the story mode, they have subtitles, but it's just like in the actual fighting game.
Yeah, that's fine. That's
yeah. It's not a big, but I was like, oh, surprise. But they seem to do a pretty good job with it. I think if you're a big My Hero fan, I think you're probably gonna enjoy it. And I did enjoy trying on my Aizawa Sensei Halloween costume, which finally arrived. I look pretty fantastic. So look out. All right. What else we got this week in new releases? Anything?
Well, we have that Lego DC game that Wombat's been playing, right?
Did you talk
about it much? Yeah, you talked about it a little bit. Any more?
I talked about it a little. It came out last week. I played a lot over the weekend. It's fun. I played with Sabrina and I played with Elliot, and we've unlocked a whole bunch of characters. And
so
great.
Are all the unlockable characters, they're all villains? Or?
No. It has the Teen Titans are in it, and it has all the voices from the cartoon.
Oh, cool.
So, when you play as Raven, it sounds like Raven and Beast Boy, so that's kind of fun. And when you actually run into them in the game, it plays the Teen Titans theme song behind them. Other heroes I currently have are Nightwing and Blue Beetle. I don't think you get like the ones that you're familiar with until when you really get to the end. But yeah, you get mostly villains for a good chunk of the game. But the villains are
as
cool too.
As one would expect from...
Yeah, from a game villains. Of this title, yes. So, but I do have Lex Luthor in a Superman costume. So that's got to count for something.
Whoops. What did I just do here?
Oh, and King Shark. I unlocked King Shark. That's always fun.
Sounds good.
Yep.
This Witcher's game is out. Thronebreaker, The Witcher Thronebreaker. Tales.
Man, sounds like a really great BM.
I get it.
Thronebreaker, The Fiber Tales.
Yeah,
is that it?
I mean, we don't have the complete list. Tech Gaming did not have their list of new releases out, but I'm sure that everything got out of the way of Red Dead.
If there's anything important we missed, we'll talk about it next week.
Right. There's some great, just going off of Metacritic's list, there's some great Switch games coming out this week.
I bet.
Yeah. Are you familiar with Luke and Rebecca?
I am.
Are you? Good.
Yes, that is the game about Luke Skywalker and his second wife, Rebecca. Mm-hmm. And it is an adventure game where you play Luke and you have to figure out why your marriage is dissolving. Luke and Rebecca.
Too much milk. Blue milk?
Too much blue milk. Mm-hmm.
All right, let's do Wombat's multi-platforming and Overwatch Onslaught, even though Overwatch is dead.
Yeah. Overwatched is...
Meanwhile, all the Legos are coming out. It's not dead, obviously. That's a joke. But it's weird though. The game's been out for a while, and now the Legos are coming out. And now I've last two trips to my local grocery store, I've seen two different Overwatch themed packaging on like snack foods. It's just weird that it's happening now.
Well, so that stuff was happening before.
I mean, no, it wasn't. Never seen Overwatch food.
I have.
Really?
Yeah.
I have.
It's, I'm pretty sure it's been out there.
Name it.
Cheez-Its.
No, that's now.
No, I saw that in the past, too.
I don't believe it. I think you're trolling me. Well, anyway, there's a lot of good stories to get to this week. Okay. I think the best one, though, and the most interesting one is what you pointed out to me, Wombat, was this letter from Bethesda about
how the game is broken and they are well aware that their game is broken, but they want you to give them hugs anyway.
It's really weird. This
letter. Like they went to try out for softball knowing that they don't know how to play softball, but they were like, hey, you should put me on the softball team anyway because I've been good at other sports in the past.
I don't know, like, if what's the purpose of the letter? I don't understand what it accomplished.
I think it's so they could, so when people are like, why didn't you tell us this game was going to be such a buggy mess? They could be like, we did. We told you in a letter.
But that's not going to help sale. Like, everything a company does like this is going to be, the profit is the motive. I don't see how this services that.
I don't either.
It just seems weird.
It's
and like
very
for
weird.
A big company on like a AAA game like this, I just don't see the upside in putting this letter out. The only thing that it could lead to is people canceling their pre-orders, I feel.
Speaking of, how's the beta?
Well, I think they might be trying to have people not cancel their pre-orders based upon
playing
maybe
this
the game
beta.
Is yeah, the beta might cause that, so they're getting out in front of that.
For me, like the letter says, is just more evidence that I should cancel. Not like it doesn't do a good job defending against why I shouldn't cancel. It's like they're just laying it out here for me, if on official stationery, saying normally we build a game and it's finished and we can just like step back. And
it's that one sentence, right? The usually after years of development, we finally finish, release the game, and take a break with. 76, we feel we have not finished, but reached a starting line where all new work begins. Is that
no, there's a lot of sentences, actually, that make you go,
It's maybe they should have waited until February? Is that what you...
Well, or just why not put the letter out after the game comes out and everybody... I just don't see, like, it's not... It doesn't solve any problem. If the game comes out and it's still a buggy mess... Guess what? Like, people are still going to be writing about it, that it's a buggy mess. They're not going to go, oh, Bethesda put out a letter in October, so it's just not even a story anymore. I just don't get it. I just don't get it.
I
don't get a lot of
this
things.
Game,
so
this is the first Fallout game I didn't pre-order. So
the beta just started last night. It was the first night of the beta. Runs only for 4 hours every night.
So
although weird. They did add like another very small window I saw on over the weekend, but so you have a 4 hour window to get on the beta, and we fired it up last night, and Mrs. Cheapy's actually a big Fallout fan, so I could get her to check it out with me. Unfortunately, it was making her nauseous. The motion. It's not like a very smooth frame rate. I guess it didn't bother me at all. Excuse me. That also made me nauseous. It didn't bother me at all. I'm used to usually Fallout games are to have janky frame rates, so it just seemed more of the same. And in fact, I actually thought it looked kind of good. Like, I like the environments, the fall foliage. I like nice fall foliage. But Mrs. Cheapy made me turn it off after a little while. She just was getting too nauseous. We tried, I didn't even get to shoot anything. I never even found a gun. I found a knife, and I saw how I could build my base, and then I did not want to build a base, so I just kept walking, and then we had to play Assassin's Creed after, because it was making Mrs. GB nauseous. So I'm thinking about canceling my pre-order, is basically what I'm here to say. A lot of games are out now. The Assassin's Creed game is pretty large, Red Dead this week. I think I'd like to have my money back. Is that so wrong? Does that make me a bad person? I played the beta.
No, it doesn't make you a bad person.
I just don't think I'm going to play it.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat.
It's like, when am I going to play this? Like, this fucking Assassin's Creed game is never, it's fucking never going to end. And it's good. I'm really enjoying it, too. I'm not complaining. But then Red Dead is never going to end. It's not, like, literally. And I got Shadow of the Tomb Raider. I can't remember what it's called, but I got that one. Like,
Rise of the Shadow of the Tomb Raider. I don't
even know.
I don't even know why he got that one.
Because I liked it. I don't know. I like Tomb Raider. And
I know. That's what I'm getting ready to play next.
And I finished them. Like, I actually finished those games. Like, maybe it takes me a while, but I actually do finish them.
Did you finish Assassin's Creed Origins?
No. I never even bought that. I rented that.
I thought you had. Oh, you rented it or something?
Yeah. I rented it and I was like, I don't know. It's not. I'm very glad, by the way, that I decided not to play that, because I think it's just making me enjoy this one more.
I get that. Yeah, I'm waiting it'll be interesting on Black Friday, because I have a feeling that both the new Assassin's Creed and Fallout 76 will get fairly.
Oh, you should go Assassin's Creed, definitely.
Yeah, one of them is going to be like $30, and I'll buy one of them.
It's gorgeous,
both of them.
I just got to Athens, and it's just like, it's fucking like, now it's like a big city. Like, you're not used to that. I'm not really used to that, seeing that in Assassin's Creed games, like just the big sprawling cities on like islands with the water in the background. I mean, just it really looks fucking amazing. Like, we say wow. Like,
I mean, I only play those games for the scenes when you're out of the Animus, but I mean, that sounds exciting.
Oh, good news. So I have very good news for you. No, I'm not even being sarcastic, because I know you're being sarcastic.
Yes, that was.
So great. I am literally saying there is good news. We just got to the scene that takes you out back, you know, into present time.
Into office building.
Yeah, not an office building. You're in like some other, I don't even know where you are. But the good news is you can immediately get right the fuck back in there. They come out, they're like, oh, your body is tired from the anime. You really need to rest. You really need to rest. And you look around the room, you see you have like your computer, emails, all that shit. You can literally just spin in a circle and get back into the fucking Animus, and you're right back in the game. So they're not making you do that. If that is torture for you, you do not have to do that.
That is torture for me.
Yeah. It's because even Mrs. Chibi was like, oh no, are we going to have to like, you know, ride in elevators and stuff? Like, there were some really involved scenes in older Assassin's Creed games.
Yeah, it was like, let's go through this building now, and you got to like read all these emails on all these people's computers while they're not looking.
Right.
Yeah.
Shuffle through their papers.
Yeah.
Oh, it looks like test subject number 37 is taken to the testing quite swimmingly.
This is much more interesting than murdering people from off of a building.
You know, I was having a lot of fun skydiving and stabbing people on the neck. But no, let me read office worker number 4's emails about test subject number 9.
Yeah. No, they learned their lesson on that. I feel like they've really done a good job. We're talking about Assassin's Creed Odyssey now, but really, like, the only thing that bothers me is that I cannot shake the feeling, no matter what, that this XP booster exists and the money booster exists. I just
buy it already.
No, I can't. That would be bad. That would be very bad. It's not right.
You don't need it.
I don't need it, but it bothers me that it exists and that I think about it, because totally everything that, like, when things get hard, you're thinking, stop. When things get hard, you can't help but think, is this hard because they want to try to sell me the XP booster, or is it just a coincidence that it's hard? And like, who wants to be thinking about it? I'm trying to get into the game world, and you know, the characters are really good. I think, like, I love the woman, Cassandra, the character is like really, maybe one of the best female characters in a game. I even like the design of her body is really good. Like, she's supposed to be a big, strong badass, and she looks like it in a realistic way. They did like a really good job. And I'm just thinking about that XP booster. It's too late. Even if I bought it, I would still think about it. I'd be thinking about, oh, good, I got the XP booster. Now I'm fucking totally boosted. It's just like, you can't stop thinking about it now.
I think I got some boosts in that Red Dead thing that I paid.
Oh, you paid for boot? Oh, man.
I think that there's some in-game currency. I'm going to buy a horse. I don't know.
You Who got knows stuff. What's You'll let us know what's in that. Because there's no DLC, really, right? I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Well, there's a separate online mode that's going to be.
Yeah, I don't care about content. That.
You might, though. You won't.
I doubt it. I doubt it.
Do I get some emotes in this, maybe?
You might. You might be able to do the floss with your cowboy.
That, okay. I'm good. I'm good now.
The cow floss.
No emotes.
No surprises. Silence.
Right. Speaking of Red Dead, and we're in, multi-platform and Wombat's Overwatch Onslaught, there's more follow-up to Rockstar's crunch culture.
Culture crunch?
Yeah, this is a great article on Kotaku.
Great band.
Some great investigative journalism done by Kotaku and Jason. This quote, though, is just, these guys, they just don't get it. Like, I get, that they're the head of the company and they're probably worth $1 billion, but after all that has come from talking about overworking people, they say this. Sam and I talk about this a lot. And it's just that games are still magical. It's like they're made by elves. You turn on the screen and it's just this world that exists on TV. I think you gain something by not knowing how they're made. I mean, what kind of statement is that? It's like saying we shouldn't talk about this thing that everybody wants to talk about because it's hurting people.
Because we don't want to ruin the illusion that people make. That's not how it works.
And if you really were concerned about ruining that illusion, you probably wouldn't roll 10 minutes worth of names at the end of the game. Just why even have credits then? It's going to ruin the illusion.
Well, you know the rule with Rockstar and credits, right?
Yeah, if you don't finish the game, you don't get your name.
So you can work on that game for like 6 years, but if you leave in the last year, you don't get your name on it. That's some baloney also.
Right. But it ruins the illusion, so why even have them at all?
Illusion. Yeah. You know what I used to love when I was a kid? Do you remember that Making of Star Wars special that was from the 80s? That was awesome. Did that ruin the illusion of Star Wars?
No.
No. So no. I'm going to call... Maybe that's what happened to them. Like they saw
that's
that...
That's why Solo bombed. Finally caught up.
Yeah. They saw that special in 1984. I'm like, I can't do... I never need to know how anything's made.
Yeah, that is ridiculous. That's a ridiculous... Now that you've mentioned that, it is really super ridiculous. I watch... Yeah, the making of all these movies. It doesn't ruin the magic, not even like an inch.
No, if anything, I can't believe that's how they did that.
Yeah, I get the sentiment he could potentially be going for here, but
it's a lot of hot air and hogwash. That's what
right. Like maybe not right now. It doesn't matter. Right. Though. We're all going to buy this game. It's going to make.
I took a day off.
Right. Right. See, they didn't get a day off, but Wombat does.
Exactly. I took a day. I actually took the day off because I had to pick my kids up from school. But still.
Right. Right. No, that is, I just don't understand how they keep saying things like that. They just, you know what I think? These guys like literally see themselves as rock stars. They name their fucking company Rockstar. They've made bajillions of dollars and they're just like, fuck it. Like, this is the way we're going to do it. And we don't care that you don't like it. We're going to keep doing it this way. And we're going to not even going to like say anything that really goes against, how we make games.
I give them credit for that. Like, they're not like...
Yeah, and even didn't like the first statement, some guy on Rockstar's a PR guy put out like a tweet or some statement, and it was something along the lines of, we're going to work tirelessly to get to the heart of this problem, or something like that, where it was
It's a pretty good statement.
Right. I was trying to find it before the show and I couldn't find the exact thing, but it was something like that. And they choose every word carefully. So I think they were just saying, hey, you know what? Fuck you. We're just going to do it how we do it. And if you don't like it, either don't buy the game or shut the fuck up. And I think that's probably how they really feel. And I don't know. I bought the game. So what does that make me?
Well, again, you're buying the game from these people that worked 100-hour weeks on it, and I'm sure they want you to see what they worked so hard on. So don't feel bad about buying the game.
Okay. Right. It's just, yeah, they just don't care. Did any of you guys read the or watch the video about the Intellivision Amico that's coming out in 2020?
I checked that out. It was a thing that I won't buy. Shipwreck, you gonna buy the Amico Intellivision console?
Did you watch the video?
I read about it. I did not watch the video, but there's not a lot of selling features on this thing.
Doesn't it have like screens on the controller so you don't have to put pieces of paper in them anymore?
Great.
Right.
I mean, who's looking? Look, it's they said $150 to $170, I believe was the range they showed in the video. 2020, it's coming out. How much is an Xbox One and a PlayStation 4 going to cost in 2020? The games that they're going to be selling on Intellivision are like $10 games. These are not, it's not, you know, Spider-Man. It's not those types of games.
Yeah, it's almost
could have
like
He-Man. Intellivision He-Man was pretty good.
Yeah. They've made this thing too realistic. Like as far as like all of our games are going to be $3 to $8. All of our games are going to be E or E 10 plus. It's just like, okay, that's
I don't know that those are big selling points necessarily.
They're not selling points. It's just things that they've constricted themselves to because
it also doesn't exist yet. So
it'll exist.
It doesn't exist.
It will. I don't think this thing is vaporware by any means.
Because at the end of the day,
like a $150 device is not like a major endeavor.
Right.
I'm curious as to what the quality of those controllers will be with screens in them for that price, but
dude, I mean, it's a disc. You remember those disc controllers, right?
Yeah. I have one sitting right behind me.
Yeah. They're not like, I can't see how you can take that design and make it into something that's good.
What you want.
Yeah. Like, how do you do that? Like, how can you improve on that and make it half as good as a modern controller? You can't.
Nope.
You can have like some nostalgia factor for the Intellivision, which, you know, I'd have that for sure. But I would just rather have an Intellivision. Why not just make a fucking Intellivision?
Oh.
Who needs all this other nonsense? Like what family is going to say, oh, this is the machine I should get for my family, not
that's the
not
weird thing. Like this isn't for families. This is for
big nerds.
Big nerds. Yeah, this is for big nerds.
Why are they trying to pretend it's for families?
Make it for big nerds. Like right. $150, there's going to be plenty of big nerds that buy that. I mean, that's still like, even like I'm looking at this thing, I'm like, this doesn't really appeal to me much. It's like $150. It's like, I don't know. Like what? There's not like a huge like loss here if you pay $150 for it and don't like Snafu or Math Fun.
I just don't see the value. I don't.
Well, there's not a ton of value, but I think there's money to be made on it.
I think they would do better if they just made like a sort of an updated Intellivision that copied the design more of the original and tried to be something that looked like, looks like a Super Famicom with like LEDs on it. I don't know. It's just weird. It's very weird looking. Just make it look like an Intellivision. Damn.
I hope it proves us wrong. And
yes, sure.
Is the best place to play Tron Deadly Discs.
And Sub Hunt.
Which is really surprising to me, actually, that they got the license for Tron Deadly Discs.
Did they?
I mean, it's on the list of
of
Intellivision titles that are they're going to be available at launch. That's just like really surprised me that like Disney is like, yeah, put out
here it is.
Tron Deadly Discs again.
Well, we'll see. I'll believe it when I see it. I do remember my thumb basically being torn off by that game. That was a brutal game. Great game, though. We don't need to talk about any of that. Let's do some CAG bag and then the little Spider-Man spoiler talk.
Yeah, I think that's appropriate.
Okay. At Jerf Solo writes in and says, I recall when Giant Bomb launched, there was a discussion about how people don't follow games media to new sites. With them celebrating 10 years, do you feel like you were wrong then? He can remember what we said 10 years ago?
I don't remember saying anything like that, but okay, sure.
He said, oh, do you feel like you were wrong then, or that they found a formula afterwards that attracted the audience? Now, I certainly have no idea what I said 10 years ago. If I had to guess what I said 10 years ago, by the way, it's easily looked up. But if I had to guess what I said, was that for most people, that's probably not true, but I feel like those guys were capable of pulling it off. They were very popular.
I was going to say, because they were popular people starting a site. So I don't think we would have been so dismissive.
Yeah. But if we were, then obviously we were wrong.
We were totally wrong.
So, but somebody should look. I'm not going to look it up.
I will not either.
But if somebody wants to try and show that we were wrong. To
rub our noses in whatever we said about Giant Bomb, go for it.
Do it. I would have no problem. And congratulations to Giant Bomb for celebrating 10 years. How about that?
I still think it's going to go in a crapper.
Right. People don't follow games media to new sites.
Right. No. No, they do good work there.
Yes. Smallville 123 has all questions for all of us. He said, it's been a while since I sent in a question. GP, now that you're back in the States, what is it about Japan that you miss the most? I'll answer mine very quickly. Just the quietness, you know, the lack of, and the
cleanliness. You live in the woods.
Well, like I go into the city a lot and it's not like Tokyo.
You don't have to go into the city.
I don't have to do anything.
I know.
You don't have to go in the city either. You can
yes,
get a
I
job
do.
Somewhere. You have to get a job somewhere else.
I've tried. You have to.
Not a slave. What? What'd you say?
I said I've tried.
You've tried. Yeah, sure. Of course. It's hard. I know. But it's not. You don't have to.
Yes, I do. But anyway, okay. Go about your business.
Wombat, what has been the most fun job you've ever had?
Speaking of jobs. Well, I've been at my current one for 11 years, so it's not terrible.
It was that hand job he got from playing the guitar.
Oh, tell me. Actually, probably, I mean, working at a podunk Pittsburgh talent agency in college for almost 3 years was a lot of fun. Because that was all just right. Bizarre. Like,
represented some good podunk talent?
Yeah, it was all like catalog models and, you know, like the tapes. If you got a job working at like Hot Topic and they had to show you a video on what to do, we would cast those actors.
Oh, okay, cool.
That kind of like silly nonsense. But all of the people that work, because it's Pittsburgh, it's not like there's professional actors everywhere. It would all be like, you know, just local people with day jobs. Yeah. And a lot of it were like, the models were all the girls that worked at Hooters. Like, that's who the models we had were.
They ever hook you up with like some discounted
wing? If I went into the Hooters, which happened a couple of times, like, you know, we would have like a fraternity event at the Hooters.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, and I would walk in, and you would think that I was like the king of the town.
The king of Hooters.
Yeah, I was the king of Hooters. But again, tipper. when you're 20 years old and you walk into a Hooters in 1998 and they treat you like you're a rock star, it's kind of fun.
Good place to be. That's a good place to be treated like a rock star.
Yeah, it was kind of fun, and it was nice to show off for my friends. So I was like, yeah, of course. Like, yes, please. Rounds of everything for everyone.
Yes.
Why, of course, I think I do have an audition for you. Give me a call on Monday. So, you know, that kind of stuff. And that was, it was fun. It was a different time, and it was good to be a little bit, you know, full of myself, even though I think I made like $8 a year. So.
Nice. Lastly, Shipwreck, do you ever miss doing CAG foreplay? I realize you being full-time on the CAG cast is awesome, though. What about it, Chip? You ever long for the good old days of CAG foreplay?
So, I mean, occasionally, but it was so much work to fit that into both of our schedules. And now with kids,
right?
Not a chance. They're around for a little while now. Hmm. One of them just turned 5.
Shit. Yeah. All right. Let's remind everybody to go to harrys.com/CAG to redeem their trial shave set. Let's remind everybody to follow us on Twitter at GPD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck, and at Video Game Deals. And also, let's remind everybody that we're going to be talking about Spider-Man in a spoiler talk right after the show, in like 5 seconds from now.
He's Peter Parker. Oh, wait, too soon. Too soon.
I said 5 seconds. That was only 2 seconds. Anyway, thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Bread's done.
All right, welcome to the spoiler talk of Spider-Man for the PlayStation 4. Just called Spider-Man, right?
It's just called Spider-Man.
And or Marvel Spider-Man.
Marvel Spider-Man, yeah.
Sure. Okay. So,
I liked it.
The ending is the big spoiler part that we need to talk about immediately.
Yeah. So, I think those are the only real spoilers, right? I mean, it's not like there's that much to talk about spoiler-wise. I mean, the story's good. I like that, you know, the game kind of split up into two main acts. There's the first part of the game where it's like clean and you think you know what's going to happen. And then once Mr. Negative breaks everyone out of prison and the town goes to crap and Silver Sable shows up, it's like a whole different city.
War zone.
Martial cool. law.
Very, very cool.
Yes. That's very a cool little twist. So I guess that's a spoiler.
Yep.
I did enjoy that. I did like the fights with, was it Vulture and Electro? I thought was a pretty cool one. And so was Scorpion and Rhino. I thought that was well done. I liked that it was fighting the two of them at once, like the two having it be two fights instead of four mm-hmm. separate fights.
Yep.
Because I think that could have gotten very tiresome. Mm-hmm. So I think they did a good job.
Yeah, it's
there.
Interesting how they bunched them all together there at the end. Like, I guess you could spread them out if you hadn't done all of the side missions and stuff. But yeah,
the Dr. Octopus. But the Dr. Octopus twist wasn't really much of a twist in the sense that, you know.
What was the twist?
That he was a bad guy.
Oh, but that's.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's still well done, I thought.
Very well done.
Yeah.
Excellent. I thought all the acting, all the character designs, all the, you know, everything, the writing was great. My only real, it's so weird. Like, I thought everything was so well done, except like the very end. In fact, like the very last scene before the game ends, the credits roll, I just thought was really awkward and abrupt when Peter and MJ are like at the diner or whatever. And he just like, I don't know, it just ended. And I was like, wait, what?
It ended like a Hallmark movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. They go in for the kiss.
I thought you meant the scene before that with Aunt May.
Well, we'll talk about that in a second. But I just remember that. When that ended, I literally said, what?
Out loud. It was an odd, like, not that the scene was odd. It was just
it
like
cut weird.
It was just like, oh, okay, well, I guess that's the end of the story. And I kind of get like how that could be the end because you're like, they're back together and everything.
But it's not really the end anyway. There's two endings.
Well, that's post.
Well, sure. But for those two, it's kind of the end. Like that story arc there is where that ends. But it was kind of
I agree. Mary
like it just ended really quickly right there.
It felt weird. It felt like somebody just pulled the rug right out from under.
I also finished this before the two of you, so maybe I just don't remember it.
Okay. But that being said, I did love the post credit scenes.
Which one did you like? Did you like
Harry's trip to Europe
where he's actually in a tube and
awesome. I guess he's Venom now?
Harry's Venom. Did that ever happen? You know Spider-Man better than
me. That happened in the Ultimate Spider-Man cartoon.
Oh.
So, yeah. I mean, everybody's been Venom at some point.
Yeah.
So, that's certainly interesting. It certainly explains why the Black Spider-Man suit does not appear in this game.
Sure.
Because they got to save something. For the next one. Yeah. Yep. And it also offers a little bit of a more interesting twist than him necessarily being Goblin.
Mm-hmm.
Which obviously I think we see him in the next game as well.
Yeah, I think so. Norman will be Goblin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Post-credit scene was,
and then I assume
Miles.
You'll play as Miles. Like maybe it'll be a play either or character.
I thought that was cool.
I don't know if you'll play either or. I think it may just be situational, like this, like in this one.
There's part of me that thinks like that it would be cool, like when you finish the story, or when you're in between missions, if you could like just switch it up and like, oh, I don't want to be Peter, I want to be Miles for a little bit, and I'll have a different power set because Miles has a slightly different
power
set.
If they could pull that off with a story arc, that seems pretty tough. But
well, no, I think when you go to start the story mission, then it'll be whatever the character that for that story mission needs to be. But if you wanted to take out one of those, like, you know, hideouts missions to get the tokens, you could be either Peter Parker or Miles Morales. That's what I think will happen.
Yeah, I still think that's kind of breaks the overall
DLC. It's going to be DLC.
I don't think that breaks anything.
I don't think it'll be a DLC. I think they'll just be parts that you're the playing sequel. As Miles. And
yeah. Or maybe the sequel will be you just play as Miles. And that's how they change it up. But it doesn't have that many costumes. But they'll figure it out.
The other thing that I thought was a little weird, mm-hmm. also at the ending, was all of a, in like 5 minutes, we learn that Aunt May knew that we were Spider-Man this whole time. Mm-hmm. And Doc Ock knew that we were Spider-Man. That we were Peter Parker.
Well, they're both not stupid.
I was fine with that. Yeah, they're like.
But it's weird that they both revealed it like within 5 minutes of each other.
Well, Aunt May was dying.
Things up. Yeah,
right. Which was,
and then she dies, and then they bury her next to Ben in the cemetery in Harlem.
Yeah,
right. And then you can get the trophy for pressing triangle near them.
Yep, I did do that, and I also laughed really hard when Aunt May died because it was so cheesy.
Well, that's what I mean. Like she said, oh, I knew it was you. I want to see you.
Oh, look how melodramatic we are. Oh, look, you didn't see this twist coming. Oh, we're killing Aunt May. Oh, isn't it? Look how shocked you are. You're shocked. And I'm like,
I honestly thought they might kill off Peter and it ends with Miles taking over.
That's happened before.
Because he got stabbed at the end, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He got a little stabby. Thought he could have been.
I didn't mind the Aunt May stuff. I didn't think it was. I mean,
no.
It's comic book stuff. Like
It's not that I minded it. I just thought it was a little hokey.
Yes,
It wasn't even comic booky. It was more video gamey.
Well, I mean, they were doing the whole Peter had to make the choice type of thing.
Yeah, it was fine.
If both of those things didn't happen at the end, or if that wasn't. Right at the end, you probably wouldn't have minded it so much.
I think the Doc Ock thing is pretty interesting because he doesn't die and he knows who Spider-Man is.
Yep. Yep. No, I thought
maybe
he was awesome.
He steals his brain.
Right. And then Mary's dead Aunt May.
Yep. This is all stuff that's happened in the comics, Chief.
They resurrected Aunt May?
No, she's not dead in the comics. No.
I'm sure she's been resurrected at some point.
Remember, she was almost going to die once, and then Spider-Man made a deal with the devil to keep her alive, but had to dissolve his marriage.
Right. That was a good story arc.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird.
Yeah.
That's very weird.
It was with Mephisto?
Yeah, it was Mephisto. Yeah.
Okay. So not technically... The devil, one of his sons.
Well, he is the ruler of an alternate dimension that's very similar to our idea of what hell would be.
Right. But I thought he was still related to the devil. I didn't think he was, I don't know.
I think
my Mephisto knowledge might not be.
He's a devil. He's not the devil.
Exactly. I think it's more like that.
I think that's what I was trying to get at.
Yeah.
Did you have a weird part where towards the end again, where Peter goes to make his suit to fight Doc Ock, and it just changed to the standard video game suit as you went to that cutscene?
Yes.
What? Why?
I don't know, but you know what's funny is I forgot about it until you just said that right now, and now I'm like, yeah, I do remember that.
Like, throughout the entire game, like it was whatever suit you were wearing. And then it's like you open this door and you're like, okay, well, I haven't used this suit since like the game started. And
yeah, which is also pretty funny. They made such a big deal out of the new suit and they put it on the cover. And I don't think I wore it once.
I really like that suit. I wore it for most of the game.
That's funny.
I thought it was actually like one of the best designs.
The costumes in the game are all pretty good. They did a good job with their costume choices. I'll give the game that.
I didn't like a lot of them, actually.
Yeah, what's up with the spirit spider or whatever? What is his deal?
Ghost Rider spider? Yeah, that's weird.
How did he get in there?
I don't know, but he's got a big old bulge, unlike the other ones.
Some of them look like Spider-Man has a little pooch, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're too like blocky and robotic looking. I would have probably just preferred if the game devs just made their own, like just their own, like slightly different takes.
They had a
classic.
Lot of that in there. Yeah, like there's a lot of like famous artists that did suits for this game.
I like the 2D one a lot. I thought that one was so cool.
No, that one is very cool.
And the the Alex Ross one I like a lot too. That's probably my favorite. The one that looks like the classic Spider-Man suit, but shiny. The Infinity War one, the other one. That's a good suit.
Yeah, most of the ones that are red and blue are pretty good. Yeah,
uh-huh. I like red and blue.
Right, that's kind of what we're looking for.
I gotta say, the game was pretty fantastic. It's a real technical achievement, I think, to be able to swing through the city like that. They did a pretty fantastic job.
There are very few flaws with that game. Challenge tokens. That's really it. It's just the challenge tokens. The fact that I finished the game on normal and I had no issues finishing the game, which isn't a problem, but they have these challenge tokens that are required to unlock new gadgets that I never unlocked, which makes me wonder, is that a design flaw in the game itself? Like, why have these gadgets that I never, not only do I not need them, but I don't even unlock them? To even use them once? I don't know.
Right, like I think I'm 96 or 97% complete with the game, like total completion, and there's two gadgets I just have never unlocked.
Yeah, I think I actually maybe
97%
exactly the same. Yeah.
Completion, and there's two whole gadgets that I
just don't even have a need for.
Right.
Clearly, they must not be important or useful enough where I feel like I'm missing them. So I feel like that's a problem. Like,
too much content.
It's not even a too much content. It's a, if I...
Not enough. I think the problem is not enough challenge, side quests. Like, they're, like, not everybody wants to get, like, the perfect score on these challenges.
Exactly. They
should
have
more of them so that I could just do more of them and get some tokens that way.
I agree. If you need, say, 100 tokens to unlock everything, then give me 200 tokens worth of missions.
Or just let me unlock it with 50.
Exactly. One or the other. You either don't have enough side missions or the things cost too many tokens.
All right. Well, it sounds like we all really enjoy the game. And,
All right. This was very exciting.
We did it.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. Stay tuned next week where we're going to have a complete spoiler cast on Red Dead Redemption because we all will have finished it by then.
Yes. Perfect. Nailed it.
I think so.
Bye.
Bye. Bread's done again.
Hi. Now's the time to plan a great summer of fun for your child at Young People's Day Camp. Let me show you how Young People's Day Camp makes fun happen. At Young People's Day Camp, your child is picked up and brought home by Camp Bus. In between, the days are filled with fun activities. There's boat rides, all summer sports, long swims in the pool, arts and crafts, weekly field trips, and so much more. All under the care, supervision, and instruction of state-licensed teachers and administrators. There are 2 to 8 week programs available. And for the 16th anniversary year, tuition is just $110 a week for an 8 week program. Camp shirts, tote bags, trophies, awards, and banners are all provided free. Act now to reserve a place for your child. For the camp nearest you, call in the five boroughs, 718-447-8010, New Jersey 521-3600, Long Island 731-1000, Westchester Rockland 664-8200, and for our new teen tours, 718-338-TEEN.